Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests. And well, this evening our special guest is Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter from Israel. He worked over there for many years on a number of very important stories, including the murder of the Prime Minister, Mr. Rabin, and of course the fact that the man who sits in prison was not the real murderer. He was simply the patsy to cover up for the fact that the Shabbat, the Israeli intelligence agency, was behind the murder of an Israeli Prime Minister. Well, eventually, of course, things got very difficult for Barry in Israel. He was forced to come to the United States. And he's working here now, trying to bring out the fact that Israel is in very, very serious problem. In fact, there will probably be a war over there that will threaten the very survival of Israel, and the Israeli people are being betrayed by the current leaders. So without further ado, Barry Shamish, thank you so much for being with us.
All right, it's always a pleasure. And as usual, this is an unusually bad week for Israel. You know, I actually am a very optimistic person. It would surprise you. I have a great sense of humor. I like fun. But something happened. I started recording Israel. And it's, you know, it's not all that much fun. It would surprise you that I don't even like this work, actually. But let's go on. Number one, and by the way, we have two subjects today, and I'm glad we're back on the air on Thursday because these are complicated subjects. But I'm going to go in order. Order number one, Olmert is going to discuss peace with the Syrians. All of Israel is in an uproar. Well, you know, we've been through this before. This isn't the first time. Barack was going to give back the Golan. Now, allow me to remind people who don't know my work that the Rabin family, I believe the year was 2001, somehow or another, came to the conclusion that Yitzhak Rabin was murdered in a conspiracy. And I want to tell you, we thought everything was going to blow wide open over this. Now, it started when Dalia Yitzhak Rabin, Dalia Pelosov Rabin, I'm sorry, the daughter of Yitzhak Rabin, went on TV and said that there's something wrong with the story. We don't understand why Shabak agent Avishai Raviv was best friends with the murderer Yigal Amir. It doesn't make sense. What kind of a coincidence is this? Now, that's fine and good. She was kind of known as a rebel, sort of. She was clearly dissatisfied with the results of the Shamgar Commission, which investigated the Rabin assassination. But then came 9 o'clock news, and here comes her brother, Yuval Rabin, who, by the way, has left Israel. I assume will never come back. He will never come back. He lives in Dallas, last time I heard, and has moved to Washington, whatever. He's not coming back to Israel. Nonetheless, I'm watching TV, and he says on national TV, oh, I hear the music.
All right, so what does he say quickly before?
He says if there isn't another investigation, there's going to be a lot more hamishim. Shamish is my name in Hebrew in the near future.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Well, I think Barry's absolutely right that he has put together DVDs on this. There's no question at all that the premier of Israel was murdered by the intelligence agencies. Barry, go ahead and pick the story up.
Now, I'm getting to the Golan shortly. Now, I was shocked. I heard my name on TV from this son of Yitzhak Rabin. I was honored, actually, in a way. He was kind of mocking, but he was very complimentary in a way. He said, we have to have a reinvestigation, or there will soon be many more Chamishes. And boy, was he right. There have been at least 7 books since then, really coming up with my conclusions. I was first, but then came a book by Natan Geffen, then came a book by Michal Raz, and then came a book by David Morrison, and on and all reaching my conclusions. Now, this is what's not understood in America. In Israel, in Hebrew, there are lots of books who murdered Yitzhak Rabin. I'm not the only one. I'm one of a crowd. Now, the media, of course, has done everything to smother these books, but nonetheless, I am not the sole conspiracy theorist about the Rabin assassination. There's a bunch of us. And Yuval Rabin accurately predicted what would happen. You know, I'm thinking in my head, there was Shrak, which means fake bullets, by Ori Bar-Kyung. It's not important. The important part is he was right, that if there isn't a reinvestigation, there's going to be a lot more Chamishes in Israel, and he was dead on. But here's the big one. The next day I'm watching the evening news. It's not like America where there's a lot of evening news. This was on a show called Erev Chadash, a new evening, one of the 2 news shows on Israeli TV, just 2. That's all there is. Leah Rabin shows up. Now, I'm watching Leah Rabin expecting to be revolted for a lot of reasons. I won't go into them, but she shocked me. The interviewer was Dan Margulies, and I'm saying this not for your American listeners. I'm saying this because you're recording it, and God help, if anything happens to me, at least you'll know the history of this. Leah Rabin tells him, now at the time I have to, you'll excuse me for this, I have memories that keep coming up. My book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, was banned by a member of the Knesset named Ofer Pinas, who I eventually sued for banning my book, but she says he was too radical. And then she says, Chamish should be read. I'm watching TV, and she's saying Chamish should be read?
Hold that thought right there.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Chris. After Mary Chamish came out with his initial book on Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, why, then, of course, the family vindicated him, and even the widow had gone on national television in Israel, one of the 2 major channels, and said, Chamish should be read. In other words, Barry Chamish being our guest this evening, and certainly the widow of the murdered prime minister is saying people should read Barry Chamish's book, which is really probably the greatest tribute you ever got, wasn't it?
Indirectly, it was a backhanded one, but nonetheless, she said the Hebrew, Tzarich Likro et Chamish, you've got to read Chamish. And then, well, she said, look, you can't ban this. You got to look at the evidence. All of a sudden, the Rabin assassination became public knowledge in a massive way because the mother, the daughter, and the son all demanded a reinvestigation. Now, nobody seems to know this. They seem to believe in America that this was all a conspiracy theory. That's not what was happening in Israel. In Israel, well, look, every poll, every single poll in the last 5 years, Yediot Achronot, Bakor Rishon, B'Sheva, the public accept my thesis over the government. This is very big stuff. It is not some it is actually a very real issue in Israel. This year, the 11th anniversary of Rabin's assassination, Yediot did a new poll. Most Jews believe me. The Arabs don't know a thing about this, but most Jews accept that I'm right, the government's wrong.
Well, it's not the government's wrong. The government was responsible for the murder, and of course, that's one reason why you've had to leave Israel, isn't it, and come to America?
I left Israel because I was in hospital over a car crash. I've never caused a car crash in my life. I was maltreated in a way that is simply unspeakable. I knew I was in a hit squad. Enough was enough. I was not going to live much longer. I got scared and I ran. That's the summary. But here's the big one. This major scandal in the Israeli public was buried by then Prime Minister Ehud Barak.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the...
Agujito Road. And for more information, you can call 831-375-2016, and they're asking a $5 to $15 donation at the door. The door is open at 7, and the event starts at 7:30. That's Wednesday night. Then, on Thursday night, here in Santa Cruz, presented by the Santa Cruz 911 Truth Organization, that's June 14th at the University Inn and Conference Center on 611 Ocean Street. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the event starts at 7.
Again, where is that going to be held?
611 Ocean Street at the University Inn and Conference Center.
That's the old Holiday Inn, isn't it?
That's right. Well, everybody knows where that is.
All right, fine.
And for more information, anybody can call 477-4556 or email at santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
And the doors are opening when?
At 6 o'clock, and the event starts at 7. And for this one, we're asking at $10 in advance at Streetlight Records, you can buy tickets, or by calling that 477-4556. We're asking $15 at the door, or $5 with a student or a senior ID. And everybody should understand that we're doing this to sponsor Bob Bowman as he goes all around the country, spending 5 months out of his life to get this type of information out for people.
All right, fine. Thank you so very much, Mike.
Okay.
Of course, that's the old Holiday Inn there on Ocean Avenue, and certainly a very well-known location, and now it's good. Affiliated with the university, but they have a great conference room, and I put my conferences on there in the past, so if you're interested, of course, get down there on that Thursday evening here in Santa Cruz, and Wednesday at the Universalist Church. So anyway, and the telephone numbers, if you need more information, you can always call our 800 number. We'll track it down for you. But Dr. Bowman, certainly as you're traveling across America, what sort of response are you getting from the public with your message?
We're getting enormously good response. Especially since it's only the first part of my talk that gives the depressing news of where we are. The last two-thirds of my talk give a positive vision of where we can go and how we can really change things in this nation and what kind of an America we can become.
All right, fine. Well, how are we going to change things in the nation, and what sort of America can we become? Or do you want to tell us what the problem is before you get into the solution? How would you like to handle this?
Well, I guess first I'd like to go to the part of the problem. Part of the problem is that the wages in this country today are a third of what they were in the 1950s because corporate domination of America has continued to drive down wages in this country by playing with the supply and demand of labor. And they do that by exporting jobs out of this country and importing cheap labor through unlimited immigration of illegal aliens.
All right, of course, that's really what so much of this whole thing about amnesty, and that's why the president seems to be so intent upon, you know, demanding that he's not going to close our borders. He's not going to protect us from terrorists until we do what he wants, and that is stop objecting to the family values and, of course, stop objecting to these people who are here illegally becoming...
And, of course, it's big corporations' values is what it really is, because the reason they want all these people in here is to drive down wages for all the rest of us.
Right.
But the second part of corporate domination of our government has been a series of wars, from Iraq to Bosnia to Kosovo to Afghanistan to Iraq again, wars which are never in the interest of those fighting them or of the ones left behind, but only serving the insatiable greed of the global investor class.
Well, of course,
this has been regardless of party. Both parties have done it.
But of course, now you're a professional military man.
I am indeed. And I very much resent an administration using and abusing our young men and women in the military to do a job which either shouldn't be done at all or should be done by mercenaries paid for by the oil companies out of their own ill-gotten profits.
And, of course, I certainly agree with you. All of these wars are totally unnecessary. I mean, they're not fought to defend America.
No.
They're fought as part of the corporatocracy and their desire to dominate the world. And they've really exploited our fighting men, haven't they?
They have indeed, and it's happened under both parties. Remember that while, I mean, W has taken this to new heights with his horrendous occupation of Iraq and the war in Afghanistan, still we have to remember that Clinton bombed Kosovo for 70 days in violation of the War Powers Act and the U.S. Constitution. So he was guilty of a similar thing. Similarly with foreign trade, the big money masters that rule both political parties want to export jobs and import labor. They want trade deals that give them everything they want and give the working people nothing. So, for example, George Bush gave us CAFTA. You have to remember that it was Bill Clinton and Al Gore that gave us NAFTA and crammed it down the throats of a reluctant Congress. And NAFTA has destroyed the standard of living and the quality of life on both sides of the Rio Grande. Because these agreements are not really about free trade. They're about free investment.
And I think that most people really don't understand the terrible suffering that NAFTA brought to the Mexican people.
That's right, and that's why so many millions of them are fleeing here to be able to hopefully earn a few dollars to feed their families, is because we drove them off the land with NAFTA by the government subsidizing Archer Daniels Midland to grow corn and export it to Mexico and selling it more cheaply than the Mexican family farmers could grow and sell it for.
Well, that was because it was subsidized by our government. So we were subsidizing the destruction of the Mexican farmer.
That's
and
right.
What did they do? They can't make a living down there growing corn, you know, and so they have to come to America. So, and then, of course, they come to America. We give them free education. We give them free health care. We give them certainly subsidized housing in many instances. We give them food stamps. We give them all of these luxury items. I mean, if you were Mexican, wouldn't you want to come? Of course they would. But it's always planned ahead of time. They knew what they were doing, and in the process they drive down our health, our standards here. They're bankrupting our schools. They're bankrupting our health care system. And these people really don't care, do they, Colonel?
No, they're making their profits. And it'll be even worse if we, by some chance, and we won't, but if we allowed the North American Union to go forward, it would be much, much worse, and I can certainly explain about that.
All right, fine. Well, when we get back, I'd like you to do that. Of course, they insist they don't really want a North American Union. They just want a North American community. I mean, don't ask me what the difference is, you know. Of course, they want a North American Union. They're just lying to you. But when the president and the vice president and the media are all lying, I mean, how do you get the truth? And I'm sure that's what Colonel Bowman's doing. He's out there trying to get the truth out to the American people and traveling across the country at his own expense, trying to let people know what's really going on. Well, Colonel, you picked this story up there.
Okay, well, we have the North American Union, officially called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP, and it is to make the laws and regulations of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada all similar so that it doesn't matter where you are, and commerce can flow freely across the borders. The borders would be eliminated. There would be no checks at the borders between the countries. And they are already in the process of taking land and beginning construction of a NAFTA superhighway from Mexican Pacific Ocean ports up through Mexico, through Texas, paralleling Interstate 35 to Kansas City to a smart port from which the goods would go all over the United States and up into Canada and all over Canada. And what it means is all those millions of Chinese containers with goods to sell everywhere in this country, all of these things would be unloaded from ships by Mexican longshoremen onto Mexican trucks driven by Mexican truck drivers, and they would be taken all over the United States and Canada by Mexican truckers with no American driver's license, no American testing, no U.S. safety checks of their vehicles. What this will do, in addition to providing a safety hazard, is put all of our longshoremen and truckers out of work.
And really, Chris, what they're doing, these are slave labor-produced goods over in China. In China.
And by eliminating the wages of our unionized longshoremen and truckers, they eliminate the last vestiges of decent wages to anybody. So they go from slave wage manufacturing in China to slave wage longshoremen and truckers in Mexico to slave wage sales representatives in Walmart, and as a result, their profits are maximized.
But of course, even more than that, they're doing away with the sovereignty of this country.
The smart port in Kansas City will be Mexican territory, just like an embassy.
I think it's so difficult, Colonel, for people to believe that there would be leaders of both political parties who have no loyalty to America and to this idea of American sovereignty in the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold. They seem to have an entirely different view of this globalist view of the world.
Yeah, and that globalist view is purely for profit. It's not for idealistic reasons whatsoever. That's why we demand that Congress immediately impeach both Dick Cheney and George W. Bush for deceiving us into war, for abuse of power, for giving up our sovereignty, and for subverting the Constitution itself.
Well, is there much support for that as you travel around the country and you call for that?
Absolutely. Almost everyone we talk to supports that. And what we're going to do as we gather members of the Patriots, and we have over 20,000 now, and we hope to have 35,000 by the time we get to Washington.
Hold that thought.
We're going to take that to Washington.
Well, all right. This is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Dr. Bob Bowman, retired Air Force officer with new over 100 combat flights in Vietnam. And now, of course, he's touring the United States trying to get the truth out about this effort on the part of the people at the highest levels of our government to destroy the sovereignty of our country. We actually have something we offer through Radio Liberty. Is a talk that was given by David Rockefeller back in 2002 called American Union 2005. And you'll hear David Rockefeller, who is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and served as its chairman for 15 or 20 years, its vice president for another 15 years or so, and talking about how they're going to get this through by 2005. Well, fortunately, they failed, but they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people. Colonel, do you think that the people, when they finally realize that there is an elite here that has a different agenda, how do they feel when they realize they've been lied to, and these people like Michael Medved and Rush Limbaugh and all these great so-called conservatives viciously attack anybody who talks about this plan for the American Union when David Rockefeller openly admitted, and we have almost an hour and a half video of him talking about the American Union, back in 2002. How do they feel when they realize they've been lied to by our so-called conservative commentators?
Yeah, well, people are truly incensed. We have supporters. I have people that worked on my campaign for Congress in 2006 that are just so angry at the Republican Party and for letting these people do this. These are people that voted twice for Ronald Reagan, that voted twice for George W. Bush, and then found out that they were being lied to. And as a result, now, we're getting enormous support from all across the political spectrum. And the truth is, there is no longer Republican nor Democrat, conservative nor liberal, hawk nor dove. There are only patriots demanding accountability, speaking truth to power, and exercising our constitutional right to save our republic. And anybody that wants to join us and become a member of the Patriots, and it doesn't cost anything, just go to our website, thepatriots.us.
That's thepatriots.us, and what will they do when they get there?
Well, they can find out all about my tour, they can read what the Patriots is all about, and they can click on a page to join and send us their information. We especially want email addresses, and they have to be very carefully printed if you mail them in, or you can email us so that we have your correct email address. Everybody that does that will wind up getting a copy of my State of the Union address in its final form. It is, still going through revision night after night, getting a little bit better all the time, but in its final form, it will go out to all the patriots.
And basically, Chris, people have to understand that freedom is under attack today. And while most people think that our enemy is Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave over there, it is not Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden that are taking away our freedom. It's the people in Washington, D.C., see through a series of laws, and the most latest one was May of last year, and the National Security Presidential Directive, and the, I guess it was the Homeland Security Presidential Directive, are certainly two of the most draconian things you've ever heard of, and you may never have heard of them. You can find them on the White House governor's site, you can Google them in, the Homeland Security Presidential Directive at 20, National Security Presidential Directive 51. But of course, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and certainly Bill O'Reilly aren't going to tell you about those. I'm sure you're acquainted with it, with the draconian move, really moving us towards dictatorship, aren't you, Colonel?
Absolutely. And in essence, they have given George W. Bush the power to declare an emergency, even, there's just a serious storm someplace, or, under any provocation that he wishes, he can declare an emergency, become the dictator, declare martial law, round up dissidents and put them in concentration camps, if they can find soldiers who will train their guns on the fellow American citizens.
Well, Chris,
we are in enormous danger, and we need to stop all this, and we will.
Of course, the thing is, now they have their professional mercenaries, the Blackwater, professional killers. They're being trained over there in Iraq. And remember, Chris, when we had Katrina, and they didn't have enough National Guard. They were all over there fighting over there in Iraq. So they brought the Blackwater, professional killers going door to door, picking up guns or else. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Dr. Bob Bowman, who's on a tour all across America. So, Colonel, I'm going to let you give us some more of the problem, and then, of course, we'll get to the solution. But are there anything else you'd like to bring up as far as the problems that we face today?
Well, I think your listeners are probably well aware of the problems. What we must do is sever the connection between big money and political power.
But how do we do that? I mean, every time they pass a new law, they're supposed to do that. We find that we lose more freedom, and as we did with McCain, Feingold bill, but they always have the loopholes in there to protect the big donors.
They do, and we have to get rid of that. I have proposed, for example, the 28th Amendment to the Constitution, which restores the original intent of the framers of the Constitution. It merely says corporations and other fictitious entities are not persons under this Constitution and shall have none of the rights and privileges thereof. That would remove the so-called First Amendment free speech right of corporations to spend as much money as they want buying up politicians and elections.
We certainly do have some of the finest politicians that money can buy, don't we?
You bet.
All right, fine. So this is the 28th Amendment, and then you actually propose that. And of course, you have that wording of that listed up on your website?
Yes, I do.
All right. Is there any support for actually depriving the corporations of the ability to make financial contributions? Because, I mean, you and I are limited to $2,000. They have unlimited amounts. They can give millions of dollars. I mean, somebody's got to be putting up the hundreds of millions of dollars it takes to run for the president today.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's these great corporations, and I don't think anybody's naive enough to believe that they're giving all that money away without expectation of something.
Of course.
Something in return.
Of course. They get returns 100 times over, and they know it. And what I'm telling people in the meantime, because, you know, right now we have such a horrible government that they're not going to disempower themselves, so we have to do it for them. What I'm telling people is not to vote for any candidate for any office who takes even a penny of corporate or lobbyist money, and never to vote for a president who raises $100 million from special interests or is the darling of the corporate media, because that means they're bought and paid for and not worth electing.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this afternoon is Dr. Bob Bowman. And Dr. Bowman, would you like to, Chris, to get out your website once again? And then again, we'll announce where you're going to be speaking.
Sure. The website is thepatriots.us.
Thepatriots.us, okay. And, of course, is there a telephone number or anything of that sort you'd like to get out?
Well, I'm on the road now, and the only way people can get a hold of me is through my cell phone. I will give you that because I trust your listeners not to abuse it. It's area 321-258-0582. And if they go to the website, they can click on my tour. They can get a tour schedule. There's a place where they can click to find out if I'm coming to their vicinity, what the nearest location is going to be. And so we hope to see a lot of them around the country as we go on for the next 2 months or so.
All right, fine. And, of course, the colonel is going to be speaking on Wednesday. And, of course, he's going to be in Santa Cruz. And if you want to get information on tickets, you can call 477-4556 or email santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
Now, that's Thursday in Santa Cruz.
That's Thursday in Santa Cruz.
Wednesday is in Monterey.
Right. And there that's going to be presented by it's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church.
That's right.
490 Aguajito Road, doors open at 7, event starts at 7:30, and of course the information is available at 831-375-2016. That's 831-375-2016. If you're in the Monterey area, that's on Wednesday at the Unitarian Universalist Church, 490 Aguajito Road, and then here in Santa Cruz, it's going to be at the University Inn, but we all know it is the old Holiday Inn on Ocean Street at 611 Ocean. Doors open at 6 p.m. Event starts at 7. Tickets here are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. $4 for students or those of us who are seniors or with an ID, and advance tickets are available at Streetlight Records. And if you want more information, call 477-4556. That's 477-4556. If you didn't get the information, well, you can just give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY and or 464-8295, and we'll try to get that for you. Colonel Bowman's going to be speaking about how we're going to take back America, and he is making a nationwide tour. Now, are you getting any coverage at all in the controlled media?
No. In some of the smaller towns, we've gotten some good coverage by local family-owned newspapers, but for the most part, we've been studiously ignored. We have had some good radio coverage, including by some of the mainstream broadcast stations, but for the most part, we're depending on folks like you and others who independent voices that stand for a true constitutional United States, and so here we are.
Well, I think it's so important for our listeners to understand is that most of our leaders don't believe in the Constitution. It gets in the way. You see, the Constitution is to limit the power of government, and these people feel that once they're elected, now they have the right to all the booty. And it's you, people like you and me out here in the hinterlands, who want to preserve our freedom, that are the problem.
Yes, and imagine our president, who took an oath swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, when he was confronted with it, swearing that it was just a GD piece of paper.
Well, I think that we need people who believe in the Constitution. And what was really so interesting was at the Republican debates, there was only one congressman who talked about the Constitution. And maybe we had to get back to the Constitution. We had to limit the power of government and get rid of big government before it got
the first ball.
Right. And why the commentators were just furious. You're suggesting we do away with the Department of Education and Department of Health, and oh my goodness, how could we possibly survive without the federal government supervising everything like they do in Russia? And that's just the sort of country that they really want.
Of course, they don't do that in Russia anymore. They've got rampant, uncontrolled capitalism over there, which is even worse than they had before.
I mean, well, what about, of course, what's happening here as far as the media is concerned now? Do you think that the media in the United States is somewhat controlled and using its power to alter what the American people are allowed to hear?
Oh, of course they are. Of course they are, because what we have now is a monopoly control of the media by a handful of corporations. I think last time I saw there were six corporations that owned essentially all of the major newspapers, radio stations, and television stations in the whole country. And these are the very same corporations that are profiting from the wars that we're fighting. And so they're not going to criticize the wars. They're not going to criticize the events which led to the wars, like the 9/11. They're not going to call into question what really happened on that day. They're not going to support an independent investigation. They're not going to talk about the Constitution. They could care less about the truth. And the airwaves that are supposed to belong to the American people are not serving our interests. They're being used not to inform the American people, but to brainwash them.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Well, let's get in when you're going to be talking about the solution to the problem. Would you like to give us a little preview of what you're going to be saying? What is the solution? How are we going to take America back? How are we going to get the American people to really value freedom? You see, if you've never lived without it, you can't understand what it would be like to go to bed every night fearful that a knock would come at the door. They always love to come at nighttime to get you. And in fact, increasingly this is happening with our SWAT teams here in America. They come at night, and of course they're militarizing our police. And then they're training our police. They're training the military to be used against the American citizens. That was the significance of the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act passed last October. So they could use the military against the American citizens, Colonel. Do you think the American military will be willing to fire on American citizens who are accused of not wanting to go along with the plan for the New World Order and the New World Religion?
No, I don't believe so. I believe that the people in the military will refuse to do that. However, I'm not so sure about Blackwater.
You're talking now about, of course, these professional mercenaries that
yes.
are being trained, and tens of thousands of them trained over there, and they are professional killers, and they're being used over in Iraq. Nobody knows what they're used for, but last time we saw them here in America, they were being used in New Orleans.
And they're being paid enormous salaries. You'll have a Blackwater employee making $150,000 a year and up, working alongside a GI making $18,000 a year and doing the same job. And you can imagine what that does for morale in the military.
And I suppose, you know, when you know, get paid that sort of money, you're told to kill Americans. Why? And besides, if you're unscrupulous, you're a trained killer, I'm sure that probably some of them will do it.
Yeah. And something else that the American people don't realize is that, you know, get these enormous numbers of Blackwater mercenaries in Iraq and with these huge salaries, and it's being paid by the U.S. taxpayer.
And you see, the American people don't realize that we have, I think, 120,000, you know, people who are contractors over there. Do we have any idea how many of them are Blackwater or these other mercenary groups?
Well, I'm not sure it matters much, but I believe that the vast majority of them are Blackwater.
All right, fine. Well, we have a real problem, ladies and gentlemen, because even the members of Congress are not allowed to know what is really going on. And I've heard them say this on television. We can't find out. Well, if members of Congress can't find out, why are they concealing it from Congress and from the American people? And what's really going on over in Iraq? This is the thing that bothers me. How could you do such a poor job unintentionally? Well,
yeah.
Anyway, Colonel, what is your plan? And would you like to tell our listeners, what can they do at this point? And what do you suggest that they do about the fact that our freedom is progressively being eroded by people who seem to have a different agenda, who seem to be wanting to do away with our national sovereignty and join us first into a North American Union and then, of course, into, you know, joining all these various trade groups throughout the world into this one world government that our leaders seem to be so intent upon creating?
Yes, well, we have a great many things in my talk. As a matter of fact, my talk was an hour and a half, and we've pared it down to 45 minutes. But some of the suggestions that your listeners can implement wherever they are is to really look at the dream, the vision of how things should be in this country, and keep that alive. Spread the word to friends, family, loved ones. Again, in your voting, never support a corporate hack. And almost all of them are right now. We need new candidates. So run for office yourself. Run for Congress, run for state legislature, run for county commission. And like a great many of us, don't take corporate money. Only take contributions from ordinary people who ask nothing in return except to have a representative who serves the needs of all the people. There are a lot of other things. Letter writing sometimes works. If you have a member of Congress who is generally good but has been doing few wrong things or hasn't been doing some of the right things, write him a handwritten letter on just one topic, very short letter, making it exact, very clear where you stand on the issue. Because they don't read these letters, they just count them. They put them in stacks. And so never write on more than one subject in one letter, because then they won't know what stack to put it in, and they'll just wind up throwing it away. So, you know, there are rules for being effective in lobbying your congressman on behalf of the American people. There's also ways that you can inform yourselves through the internet and through various organizations and radio shows like this one, and spread that word. Since we're denied the use of the corporate media, use the internet. Use the internet to discuss these things. Whatever your political party, support those who are independent of big money. If you're a Republican, you know, you probably ought to be supporting Ron Paul. If you're a Democrat, you ought to be supporting Dennis Kucinich or maybe Mike Gravel. But don't support the people who take the big money from the special interests, because they will serve those special interests when they get elected.
And, of course, most people don't even know that Dennis Kucinich is running. He is never mentioned by the controlled media any more than Ron Paul is mentioned by the controlled media running on the Republican Party, because they don't want you to know that you have an alternative other than those who have already been picked by the corporate elite.
Yeah. And those two gentlemen did extremely well in the New Hampshire primary debates, even though Wolf Blitzer abused them by hardly ever asking them a question and asking nonsense questions when he did. He gave all the meat to the top-tier candidates in their estimation. And it's funny because in the polls afterwards, Ron Paul always runs away with it. He's always picked as by far the best of the Republican candidates, and yet the major media dismiss him and are attempting to get him out of future debates.
Right, because if you haven't read this, of course, you're going to have to go to the internet to find out what's going on. I mean, mainline media will not tell you the truth. I mean, the last thing they would want is to have somebody, you know, running for the president who wanted to get out of the war, who wanted to limit the power of government, who wanted to do away with the Internal Revenue Service, who wanted to cut back on taxation, who wanted to do away with most of the government agencies that are not solving our problems. They're actually aggravating our problems. And that is not what those corporatists, those people who believe in an all-powerful government, really want. And
the only time they are interested in an all-powerful government is when it is serving their interests, because
sure,
they control it.
Right. But they do control the one we have now. That's the thing.
They certainly do. And that's why they get the government to do away with regulations or appoint their own lobbyists as the regulators, the proverbial fox minding the chicken coop.
And that's, of course, why we have, of course, the Centers for Disease Control and the NIH, representatives of the drug companies and the vaccine manufacturers on all the commissions, and nobody's ever allowed to speak out against the medicines that they know are lethal and will do irreparable harm to the health of our people, or speak out against the vaccines loaded with mercury that are being given to the elderly and to our children today. And if you really believe that they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, what about the influenza vaccine they give to 6-month-old children and 7-month-old children, and then suggest they be given every year after that up until they're 5 years of age, when it'll do the maximum amount of damage? So, and of course, who are the people who make those decisions? Well, the vaccine manufacturers. And then we pass laws so that they can't be sued for all the harm that we're doing. Because the vaccine manufacturers said, we're not going to make vaccines if we can be sued or held responsible. And the government has made them above the law. This is the tragedy. And so, Colonel, I certainly applaud what you're doing. And once again, I want you to give your website so people will know where they can get in touch with you and to get your information.
ThePatriots.us.
ThePatriots.us. And certainly, Colonel Bowman, Dr. Bowman's traveling across the country at his own expense now, speaking in every little hamlet and town and the big towns as well, trying to awaken the American people. He'll be in Monterey Wednesday. He'll be here in Santa Cruz on Thursday. Well, Colonel, we've got just 3 minutes here to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you. I just want to mention again the overall theme is to get a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. And that may sound simple, but what a world of difference it would make. We would have no more undeclared wars of aggression, no more spying on the American people, no more jailing of dissidents, no more millions of illegal aliens imported by the corporations to drive down wages, no more exporting of our jobs, no more NAFTA, no more North American Union, no more government lies, false flag attacks and cover-ups, no more corporate welfare, no more health plans written by insurance companies and pharmaceutical manufacturers, no more energy policies written by Exxon and Enron, no more trillions in debt, and most importantly, no more using our sons and daughters to kill Arabs for the oil companies. We need to take back America.
Colonel, I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that the only way this is going to happen if the American people really realize that there is a threat out there and that there's a great deal they can do, and I think we saw this last couple of weeks when over all the objections of the current administration, why the Senate just shut down this amnesty bill, which would have given somewhere between 11 million and 30 million people here illegally, reward them for violating our laws and giving them the American citizenship and all the benefits that went along with that. And now the president is telling us, well, if you don't, you know, if you don't get this legislation through, well, the terrorists are going to get you, because the only way that we are going to be able to, you know, close the border is if we get this legislation through, and then we can close the border and protect you from the terrorists. And I don't know why they didn't do that 5.5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a lie. They don't want to do it.
Okay, they never had any intention to. Ronald Reagan didn't try. The first Bush administration, the Clinton administration, the second Bush administration, they've been lying to us about closing the border, and now they're threatening us. Why, we're not going to protect you against the boogeyman unless you, of course, go ahead and go along with our plan for the North American Union and destruction of our
society. Somebody needs to tell George W. Bush the Constitution did not make him the decider. The people's representatives in Congress are the deciders, but unfortunately they have abdicated their responsibility and handed a blank check to the imperial presidency. That's why we need to get rid of that Congress as well.
Amen to that. Well, our guest has been Colonel Bob Bowman, Dr. Bob Bowman, and he's going to be speaking Wednesday in Monterey, Thursday in Santa Cruz. I hope many of you will be going out to hear him, and I hope many of you will join him in his crusade. God bless you, Colonel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Colonel Bowman. We hope many of you want to find out the truth about the wars of the last century. We have a DVD, a talk I've given called Iraq, the Untold Story, and you get it with or without a syllabus, but the syllabus gets 150 pages or more, many documents that you'll never find elsewhere, and it takes you through all the wars of the last century. They were all contrived. You probably don't know that, of course, there was American corporations and the British government that were encouraging Adolf Hitler all during the Second World War, or that the Japanese had tried to surrender 6 months before VE Day, and we wouldn't allow them to. And we actually have an article out of the Chicago Tribune on the day that peace treaty was finally signed, and the Chicago Tribune could tell you what they'd known all along. The Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months, and we wouldn't let them. And the invasion of Iwo Jima, and the invasion of Okinawa, and the dropping of the bombs were totally unnecessary. You'll see the article out of the Chicago Tribune on August 15, 1945, and so many documents, letters we've gotten out of the files. letters by Winston Churchill talking about the secret circle he was involved in. It's all there, and you'll certainly want to get the talk. If Rack, the Untold Story, it's available on DVD, and the syllabus. You can get the syllabus by itself, or the DVD by itself, or the two of them together at a special reduced price. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then if you want to understand what's going on, you have to understand the powerful spiritual forces that are energizing all of this. My talk, the Forbidden Secret, it's available on DVD with the syllabus, and you'll learn about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs a storm that George Bush talks about twice in his first inaugural address. Do you know who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? He talked about twice, mentioned twice. Probably nobody ever mentioned it to you. You'll learn about that and so many other things. And, of course, the talk is The Forbidden Secret. Comes with a DVD. Pardon me, comes on DVD or VHS, but it also comes with the syllabus. We recommend you get them both at a decreased price. And the same thing with Iraq, The Untold Story, the story of all of the wars of the last century. You'll certainly want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then to put this into perspective, the very professionally done Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. That's Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. Available from Radio Liberty, that will certainly take you into the background of what this is really all about. The powerful secret societies working behind the scenes. And you'll even see the interviews with members of these secret societies trying to explain why, at least as far as Masonry, the name of their god, Yabalal, is really for Baal, the devil. Why do they have that name? And listen to what the Mason has to say, the Masonic apologist, as well as, of course, going to Mandy P. Hall's library in Southern California. Mandy P. Hall has gone, of course, to be with his master, the devil, Satan. He was worshiped Satan. Understand, there really are people who do worship Satan in the world today. They believe there are two gods, and we worship the wrong one, and they're on the winning side, and we're on the losing side, and they believe we're approaching the climax in history, and you need to get the material available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to get it elsewhere, and you may wonder why the churches aren't talking about the spiritual battle, or the true nature of God, and that we are to fear God. We're all sinners. We never even talk about fearing God anymore. They've changed. They've infiltrated our seminaries and changed the very nature of God. And a God is never anybody to be feared. He never punishes anybody. Why, of course, people don't really spend their eternity in hell. Or do they? What happens if we're being lied to by many of our spiritual leaders as well as our political leaders? Understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.